Demonstrators have taken to the streets in Jordan's capital for the past 7 weeks. They've been calling for more freedom and more economic opportunity. But what's been generally a peaceful affair turned violent today as pro- and anti-government forces clashed. As The World's Matthew Bell reports from Amman, Jordan, it's uncertain how long the king will allow demonstrations to continue.
After Friday prayers at the Grand Husseini Mosque in downtown Amman, hundreds of people began to demonstrate. As they've been doing every Friday for weeks, they carried signs, they called for lower food prices and democratic reforms. Some demonstrators also denounced Jordan's new prime minister and its cabinet. But today's demonstration was different because large crowds of pro-government demonstrators showed up with their own signs, including a huge portrait of Jordan's king, and they chanted different slogans.
What are they chanting?
This Jordan is for us. And Abu Hussein is our leader.
That's a reference to King Abdullah. Those demonstrators also chanted, "With our spirit, with our blood, we sacrifice our life for you, the king." At one point, about 24 of these men, armed with sticks and clubs, charged into a crowd of anti-government demonstrators. This particular street fight didn't last long. Most of the anti-government protesters ran away quickly. Meanwhile, unarmed police officers in uniform strolled through the area talking on mobile phones. A total of 8 people were reportedly injured in today's protests in Amman. It was the first time these demonstrations have turned violent. Protesters calling for reforms in Jordan are a diverse group, and they haven't often worked together. They're a mix of students, leftists, workers, Bedouin tribes, and Islamists, and they have a variety of demands. There are calls for a new election law, for more freedom to assemble, and the right to establish a teachers' union. Some want government pay raises and more land rights. There have been calls to end Jordan's peace treaty with Israel and to launch a serious anti-corruption campaign. Jordan's new Minister of Information is Taher al-Odwan. He says the government is taking calls for reform seriously. This new government is with the people, Odwan says. We are trying to implement many of the reforms they are calling for. Odwan says he himself is a sign of change. Odwan says he was a newspaper editor for 14 years. Before he took this job a week ago, he says he opposed many government policies in print. Now he's working for reform. But political analyst Oraib Al-Rantawi says Jordanians have heard lots of promises from their government before, and now it's time for action.
Talking about administrative reform, economic reform, educational reform. At the end of the day, we have no reforms, by the way. But they keep waiting and keep searching for justification to delay and to postpone the whole process. Enough.
Rantawi says the wave of unrest that began in Tunisia and Egypt and continues to roll through the Arab world will not be stopped without real reform. But there's a big difference between Egypt and Tunisia compared to the Kingdom of Jordan, and it has to do with divisions in Jordanian society. There are Palestinians and Bedouins, Muslims and Christians, Circassians and Chechens. Adnan Abu Odeh is a former advisor to the king.
The country lacks cohesiveness in that sense. And the king, in this case, is looked upon as an umbrella that can cover all these sub-identities and become a rallying or a unifying force.
And that's why, Odeh says, Jordanians are not calling for regime change, as protesters in Egypt were. What they want is reform. But that doesn't mean things won't get dangerous. People tend to want reforms to come much sooner than autocratic governments are willing to tolerate. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Amman.
And we've got a slideshow of pictures from today's protests in Jordan. They're all at theworld.org.